are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. The world doesn't know us. It says here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him." For people that are not born of the Spirit, that are not spiritually made alive with Christ, that are not born again, as Jesus would call it in John chapter 3, they don't really understand what it means to be a Christian. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 through 17, in the Living Bible, the Apostle Paul there says it this way. He said in verse 17, he says, I used to not understand what it meant to be a Christian because I mistakenly thought that Jesus was just another man like any other man. How different I think now that He's come to live in my heart and realize that when anybody becomes a Christian, they become a brand new person on the inside, a new creation, as the King James would call it. You see, people can look at Christians and we're just as human as any other person. And in that humanness, we have our frailties and we still have so much to mature in and grow in becoming more like Christ. And so they can see the natural aspects of our being and go, wow, how can these people call themselves Christian? But that is the absolute, utter, phenomenal wonder of the blood and the spirit of life in Christ, that despite that we are living in this body of sin, in this body of death, yet we are given the spirit of Jesus Christ by which we now draw near to God. It is through His spirit in us that we are able to have fellowship with the Heavenly Father. Christ gives His spirit in us and thereby brings us into fellowship with the Father, into the fellowship He enjoys in heaven. That the fellowship He enjoys in heaven with the Father, He reveals in us by His Spirit in us. And even though we're still human and we have so much to learn to become like Him, yet we now already are partakers of His divine nature. It is absolute mercy. And you may say, but that can't be fair. How can you have fellowship with the Holy God when you still have added attributes about your nature that are not holy? And you can say, yes, it is through that fellowship, it is through that union that I have with the Father that I am by His Spirit continuously being transformed, being renewed, being coming more and more like Him, as more of Him is revealed in me and more of self is put aside, is put down, is laid off, as Ephesians 4 and Colossians 3 talks about. And dear friends, how wonderful to meet somebody and you can see the new life in them, despite that maybe they have many attributes that are still so human. It is only through Christ coming into us that He can save us, transform us and conform us to Himself. My dear friends, there is absolutely no salvation possible without Jesus Christ Himself. Christianity does not work without Jesus. Only through Christ in us, the hope of glory, can we truly know what it means to be a Christian and to become changed. And because they don't know Him, they don't understand what it means to be a Christian. I give this example sometimes, and it makes the point, and I'll show you the point I'm making in a minute. Well, let me go ahead and make the point. He who has the Son has life, 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. He who does not have the Son does not have life. People come to church, they're worshiping and praising, and by the Spirit of life in Christ springing up within them like a fountain as they give Him glory and honor, they begin to physically experience His life-giving Spirit in them. They walk out of the church, somebody says to them, "How was it?" They say, "Oh, wow, it was awesome." "What did He say?" "I don't know, but it was awesome." What was it? It's not that they're not intelligent to be able to repeat what was preached. No, they receive more than knowledge, educational knowledge. They received life. Jesus said, "The words I speak to you are spirit and life." Friends, they've received life. And that is the power of our Christian life, that we have life through the Son. This life in this earthen vessel is the treasure for which we gladly forsake all that we may live as He lives to the praise and the glory of God. Oh, dear friends, this is why the world doesn't know us. We can share this life with them, and the Holy Spirit can call them like He called us, and we can say, "You can have this life that I have, because Christ is equally available to us all. And he who has Christ has life, has the Father, has access to the Father." Oh, dear friends, I pray that you so rejoice in this wonder. And then, as people maybe look at you and say, "You know, I know you say you're Christian, but what about these areas in your life?" And you could say, "Yeah, I trust He who started the good work in me, Philippians 1 verse 6, to perfect that which concerns me, Psalm 138 verse 8, I trust Him to complete that which concerns me, to perfect that which concerns me. There's already so much of His loving life that I enjoy. There's so much of His presence that I enjoy, but I long for more. I want to be made complete. And it is the Heavenly Father, through the everlasting covenant established in the blood of His Son, that He is able to complete me, to make me what I ought to be, and enable me to do His perfect will while He is working in me what's pleasing to Him through Jesus." Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21. And it says here, "Now the Lord is Spirit," 2 Corinthians 3:17. "And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty," emancipation. "But we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed," the continual process, "into that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Oh, dear friends, this is the wonder of Christianity. We're never going back to where we come from, a life without God, without hope, and undone in this world. No, my dear friends, the good work He's began in conforming and transforming us into His likeness, He will not fail to complete and perfect, so that on that day we see Him in the twinkling of an eye. We shall be made perfect in His likeness as He presents us to the Father without blemish, holy in the Father's love. And there we will stand before the Father to the praise and the glory of the Lamb of God, singing, "Worthy are you, O Father God, and Father Creator of heaven and earth, and worthy are you, O Lord Jesus Christ, Lamb of God." And we will stand forever before His presence to worship Him. For in the worship is the beholding, is the emanating, is the experiencing of the wonder of the wonder of the wonder of the Father's love in us, that we are now His children, and the life we see in the Son is what He completes and perfects in us. And we don't have to wait till we go to heaven before we can experience it. Now the Holy Spirit is wanting to reveal it in you, all of it, to all of its fullness, so that in all things you are conformed to His likeness and transformed into His image to the praise and the glory of the Father and the Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day.